You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta...
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
The ministers in the house here that you got to be able to preach on the drop of a dime. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. Go to verse 1 of chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Read.
1 Corinthians 2, 1 reads, And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech.
Show somebody, I'm not trying to impress you.
I'm not trying to impress you.
Oh, glory to God. I'm not trying to point you to myself.
That's right.
I'm not trying to come with a bunch of big words, eloquent words. Amen, somebody. As a matter of fact, the Amplified, anybody got the Amplified Bible? Daughter, you want to shoot over to the Amplified Bible real quick? Who said they got it? Okay, you got it? What does the Amplified Bible say?
Verse 1. As it is, brethren, when I came to you, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony and evidence or mystery and secret of God concerning what he has done through Christ for salvation of man.
Hold on. He said, Mother God, is she on it? He's talking about presenting the Word of God. And he's saying that I came to give you mysteries and secrets. Mysteries and secrets. How many want to know the mysteries of God and the secrets of God? Oh, glory to God. Somebody say mysteries and secrets. A lot of times we're just getting nice little stories. Oh, glory to God. We as preachers, we got to be able to, somebody say, connect the dots. Amen. Give you mysteries. What is a secret?
Something that you tell.
Oh, glory to God. You tell secrets, but mysteries are hidden. Come on. God has things that are hidden in his word that are for such a time as this. And he's starting to reveal things that are hidden. Amen, somebody.
Okay, all right. I just had to stop right there.
See, I'm just humping. Somebody say, heaven will flow with the Holy Ghost.
And
you'll
read the rest of it?
Yeah,
read the rest of it.
In lofty words of eloquence or human philosophy and wisdom.
Okay. And so, I could get up here with lofty words, preach big words. Oh, glory to God. I can get up here and even use the Word of God to manipulate you.
Jesus.
Somebody come back with and say there's a millionaire in the house. I can get up here and just forget the message.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. But I'm supposed to preach. Come on. In other words, I could preach with the wisdom of man. Can I tell you something? One day I was at a Cracker Barrel and I was fellowshipping with some preachers and one of the preacher's wife, and I was getting ready to go to North Carolina to minister, and someone at the table said, get your best message and go up there and preach it. And I said, that's not the way I do it. I don't get my best message. I want to hear what God has to say. The people need to hear what God is saying. Not my best message, not my favorite message. We got a lot of that going on in the pulpit now. People are just was preaching their best message to get you hyped up, to get you all happy, to keep you coming back. We know somebody. It's not the drug. It's not the drug dealer. Come on. I know you need the drug. Well, come on. I know you need the mind of God when you come back alive. Everybody don't want to come back to hear the mind of God. A lot of times people want to come back because guess what? I'm preaching. I'm always preaching to your pain. I'm always preaching about your haters. Your haters hating on you. And people are like,
yes!
My haters are hating. Come on, you ain't fighting flesh and blood. Come on, you fighting spirits and personalities and wickedness and high places. You always gonna have haters. Come on, somebody. You always gonna have somebody hating on you. Oh, glory to God. See, this is somebody to persecute you.
Yes,
you need somebody to rub you on one side and down on the other side. You need somebody to get on your nerves. Can I help you out this morning? The Bible says blessings are connected with persecution. Why are you thinking it's a strange thing if somebody is chopping your head off, getting on your nerves? You need somebody that once in a while to cuss you out. Why? Because they don't let you know you stand with God. Sometimes you don't even know where you stand until you pass a test. They cuss you out and you cuss them out back out and you think you have done something. Yeah. You don't even want to tell God on them. Come on, you tell God on yourself. Come on, you want that. Okay, all right. Sometimes we're always acting like the light of the world.
Yes.
I didn't think all of that was coming out of verse 1.
I know that's right.
Good Lord. And so tell somebody, look at your neighbor and say, I want to know the mind of God. What God is saying. This is why in this ministry we promote the prophets and the prophetic. Why? Because the prophets know the mind of God. Come on, somebody. Why are you going to shut the prophets up? Come on, they are gifts. Come on, God has given gifts unto ministries. And so we have people that are national leaders that are getting up on the radio, on television, and say there's no more prophets. Well, let me show you something. There was a prophet in the beginning. And when you look in the book of Revelation, guess what? He talks about prophets in the end, right? And so there's prophets at the beginning and at the end, there's prophets in between. But Jesus said that Abel was what? A prophet. Abel never uttered a sentence. Abel never, about prophecy, you don't hear anything about Abel saying, thus saith the Lord. But Jesus said that, guess what? Abel was a what? Because sometimes you're going to read your Bible, you're going to look in your Bible, you're going to see people demonstrating what God is saying.
Amen.
God told one person to walk around naked. Okay. Okay, read your Bible now.
Yes,
I think you're going to walk around naked for 3 years.
Yes, he did.
Come on, nakedness is symbolic of sin. God was showing that, come on, this is your sin.
Yeah.
You put naked, you ain't even coming. Come on, somebody. Okay, all right. Y'all thought I had lost it, right? No, it's in your Bible. I can't remember who it is. Jeremiah, which one of them prophets? I can't remember, but he told them. Somebody look it up for me.
Yes, he did. I'm surprised
those stars
right there.
Huh? I can't remember which one. Oh, glory to God. But let me show you something. There was people that demonstrated the mind of God. Sometimes you on your job and you just there to demonstrate the mind of God. Yep. They don't want to hear what you got to say anyways.
Amen.
And so sometimes you got to demonstrate it.
That's right.
Come on. Well, glory to God.
Yep.
And so you see prophets in the beginning and you see prophets in the end. You see prophets walking around calling down fire out of the sky. Come on, somebody. In the book of Revelation, huh?
It's in Isaiah 20.
About the prophet that done it. Okay, Isaiah 20, all right? You can read it when you get home.
Yeah, I'm
like, look at this now. Look at this. A And so, and let me show you something. These prophets were demonstrating, come on, demonstrating how we are supposed to be operating in the earth. I don't even think we're operating probably at 30, 40, I don't know.
Jesus.
Percent. Let me show you something.
Of power, amen.
When you, and I said it Tuesday night. And here's Adam. A lot of people think that when Adam was dressing the garden, that Adam was using rakes and hoes and clippers and all of this stuff because God told Adam to do what? To do what? To dress the garden, right? Amen. Adam didn't have any saws. Who was Adam's mentor? God was Adam's mentor. Okay? The Bible says that Adam was created in the image and likeness of what? Of God. He was just like God. So if he was just like God, he acted like that. See, I look at my sons every once in a while, and I'm like, man, I tell you what, I can see some of my traits operating in their life. Okay? And so here's, watch it, baby, I see you.
That's
they got some of their mama traits too. But anyways, I got women like to drive fast, okay, all right? Well, that's, I don't really got that from anyone. Okay. But let me show you something. A lot of us look at Adam and we read that and we can only relate, we think through our minds, okay, I won't say that. I'll just say that we think that Adam was in there and Adam was working in the garden physically. But what did God call work?
Speaking.
The Bible says that God began to speak to what? Creation. And tell creation to do what? To do this, to do that. Let them do this, let them do that. And so God was speaking to creation. And then on the seventh day, the Bible says he rested. So he spoke to creation. Now here's Adam. Here's Adam created in the image of God. Well, why would you think that Adam was working physically when the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 that the man never busts a sweat until he sinned? God says, now you're gonna get what you used to get. Come on. But you gotta get it with a struggle. Come on, you gotta get it by the sweat of your brow. You're gonna have to work at it. Physical work. Well, you were just kind of a seed to go and get in the ground. Come on. Now you gotta go and be the hungry to see in the ground. Come on, these are hidden things. Come on. These are things that God is revealing. Come on, somebody. To the body of Christ now. You're not operating the way you're supposed to be operating. You're supposed to be telling creation what to do. You're not supposed to be working for money. Money is supposed to be working for you. All things, as a matter of fact, let me show you something. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of those who love Christ Jesus and that empower them to his purpose. And I want to show you something. Everything in the third heaven, everything in the second heaven, everything in the first heaven has a job. If it works, it has a job, and that's the work for you. Why ain't you telling creation what to do? Why is creation telling you what to do? If the prophets were falling down with fire in the book of Revelation, they would tell them what was created, what to do. Alright. And y'all get this. What to say when I came out here this morning. I bumped into a hurricane and hurricane said, you preaching this morning? I'm like, yeah, I didn't even want to say that, but I like saying that, so I don't know what to say. But God knows what to say.
Amen. Let the Holy Spirit preach. Hey, let it happen. Yes.
Everybody hear this?
Yes. Amen.
Man, I'm telling you. We need the mind of God. Somebody said we need the mind of God. What are you thinking, God? What are you saying? You ought to start your day off that way. God, what's on your mind? Come on. You can accomplish. I got to get back to on Mondays. I used to get up and pray and say, God, what's on your mind? The lady seemed like I just had a honey do this. But anyways, honey do this. I remember there would be times that God would give me assignments when I would get up and say, God, what's on your mind? It was my day off. What do you want me to do? And there's been times when God has told pulled me to go certain places. And I remember one specific time, I went to, God told me to go to Orlando. And I was like, man, I went to Orlando and got up that morning, here I am. It's about 2 o'clock and I'm like, man, I need to beat this here traffic, because the traffic gets bad, coming out of Orlando. And then I said, well, I'm gonna make one more stop. I'm gonna stop at this KMG's because I was just killing time. And I was waiting on to hear what God had to say next, but he wasn't saying nothing. Come on. But he was still directing my steps. Because sometimes when you give your God your mind, he thinks through your mind. The Bible says I can do abundantly beyond what you ask or think. Come on. Oh, glory to God. See, you get such an entwined relationship with God, you start thinking that it's your thoughts, but it's really God's thoughts. And God will take what you like to do. God know I like to do a little shopping. So in other words, he impressed it on my mind to go to KMG's. So here I am. I go to KMG's. And then when I came to him, I'm like, I spotted something that I wanted. I said, man, I left my wallet in the car. So I go to my car to get my wallet. And I see this lady coming in KMG's like this. Wobbling. I did not know that she was a pastor's wife. I did not know that the lady that was with her was an armor bearer.
Okay.
All right. And so I was like, well, what's wrong with you? And she says, both of my knees are bad. I've been in the house for 3 months. And she said, I just decided I gotta get out of the house. Well, guess what? God impressed it upon her heart to get out of the house. There was a divine connection.
Amen.
And so anyways, I said, I'm Pastor Thomas Robinson. I said, that's not it. Come on, you got to know what, sometimes you'll get to find out what it is that God, what you operate in best. Come on. It's why I try to encourage my wife to pray for people with cancer, to pray for people with sugar diabetes. Come on, she went to the hospital and the doctor said, why are you taking diabetic medicine? Come on, well, with God, he does it right? So here she is, she's taking diabetic medicine and the doctor said, you don't have diabetes. I'm just telling you what the doctor said. Sometimes God got to give it to you through the doctors because you ain't going to believe the preacher. And so anyways, I said, well, can I pray for you? And she said, yes. And so by this time, we had to walk back into the store and I asked her armor bearer to stick her hands on her knees. And she stuck her hand, I just touched the top of her knees and I reminded God what he did for me, how he healed my knee from a hyperextension. Come on, I didn't even know I was healed. I was halfway out the church, halfway to my car, and I realized that I was walking normal, that God had healed me. Come on, oh glory to God. And so here she walks off, and I go back to shopping, because guess what? It's not through Thomas, but it's through Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Oh glory to God. So now let me show you something. I'm shopping. I'm doing one of those numbers that my wife do when I see her. She go click, click, click. You ever been in a women's section, brother, when the ladies are shopping? My God, especially Ross, all you hear is click, 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 click. I just kind of go through and I'm kind of looking at the colors, and if I see something that just jump out, and my wife like to work those racks pretty good. She looks for deals. Anyways, I'm click, click, I'm looking, and next thing you know, I see someone coming out of my, I want to call it my peripheral view. Come on, but I wasn't paying attention who it was, and it was a woman. She was moving fast.
Hey!
She was in fifth gear, and she said, Pastor Robinson, I'm here. And she
said, hey!
Somebody say, God, where do you want me to do all my things? What's on your mind? What do you need me to do? What assignment do you have for me? Because we won't make ourselves available. Sometimes we're in love with noise. We get in the car, we turn the, God speaks in a still, quiet voice, but sometimes we get in the car, we turn the radio on, we ride and jam it. Come on. Sometimes God wants to speak to you, and this is why God has to put you to sleep and speak to you in dream and in vision. But sometimes we even jump up and we don't even ask the Holy Spirit for the interpretation. The Holy Spirit is there to teach you. the teaching, the mind of God. Come on, what God is thinking, what God is saying. And so sometimes God is communicating with us through dreams and visions. And you got to know how, you got to understand the way heaven speaks, the way Jesus speaks. Jesus spoke in parables. Come on. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that, he said that the mysteries, the hidden things are for you, but for everybody else, it got to be said in parables. God got some hidden things, and God likes for you to seek search for the meaning. Sometimes we're not searching for the meaning. Sometimes we don't understand that God speaks in figures and in types and in pictures, and so we hide things in the Bible. And you can be looking in the Bible, you can just read right over something, but there's something in the something that you just read over.
Amen. That's true.
Amen. Right. I remember one day we were at a house, and you know, there was a bunch of people there, and someone began to tell what they dreamed. And you know, everybody was like, oh, you're getting ready to have a baby. You're getting ready to have a child. And I'll tell you the dream. The dream was this person said, I was fishing on this sea of ice. And he says, you know, I had a hole dug in the ice, and I was dropping my fish over there, and I was snatching out fish. And he said, there was a little girl standing beside me. She took off all the clothes, jumped into the sea. And then he says, I took off all of my clothes and I jumped into the sea also. Well, we had the folks right there that was trying to interpret through the wisdom of man. Come on. You can try to interpret things through your own wisdom and be 100,000 miles off. Well, make a long story short, I said, that's not what that vision, what God was saying in that vision. God was saying, I made this person a fisherman of men. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He was doing the work. He was saving souls. See, a sea in the Bible represents nation, tongues, and people. And so here he is. He's pulling people. It was a bed of ice representing the world. Cold. The world is cold. We're supposed to be hot. And so here he is. He's pulling people out of the world. He's saving souls, leading people to Christ. Come on, somebody. But then the girl, a little girl, represents, she's a picture of innocence. She's a picture of innocence, because if you're not careful, the enemy will innocently pull you back out into the world. Okay? And so she took off all of her clothes, which is symbolic of what? Nakedness is symbolic of sin in the Bible. You got to know how the Bible, how God speaks. And then she jumps into the sea, back into the sea, and then he took his clothes off, he did likewise. And I said, if you're not careful, come on, you're going to get pulled back out into the world.
Yeah.
We as people of God, we got to be careful. Because the enemy does it in an innocent, subtle, somebody say innocent and subtle way.
Yes, he does.
Are we still on this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Good Lord.
That's a long one.
That's a long
one. He's a living God.
Come on.
Amen.
I don't think we're going to get finished. I don't think we're going to get finished. We're on verse 2, right? Okay, read down, read. Now jump, go down to verse 2. Hit verse 2.
You want King James or more than
Amplified? More than Amplified.
Mother, use this one.
Okay. For I resolve to know nothing, to be acquainted with nothing, to make a display of knowledge of nothing, and to be conscious of nothing among you except Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and Him crucified.
Okay, praise the Lord. Now, King James, let's go to verse 4 in King James. What does that say? King James, yeah. Chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Okay, verse 4 reads, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
How many know that we need demonstration in this day and age? Come on, the world, okay, the world got buildings, the world is, you know, I mean, hey, you look at the Muslims, they beat the people in the body of Christ going to pray. Okay, all right. Oh, glory to God. They're not getting no results, but they're still going to pray. Come on. What am I saying? Why are we getting results in the body of Christ? I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole. Why aren't we seeing manifestation in our churches? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Read.
Verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Our faith is in men's wisdom and not in God's wisdom. Come on. Okay, read.
Our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Uh-huh.
Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Come on, see, let me show you something. Some of the stuff that I'm sharing, I can't share at every church. Come on. I would have been done lost them a long time ago. If I walk up in a church and tell them that when God said, let there be light, come on, I start talking about his glory and how the glory of God lit the earth up. Come on, how the earth was lit up completely, no shadows. Hallelujah, because God didn't deal with the sun and the moon until what? Chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 14. So it was God putting on the earth what was on him, his glory, and your goodness. Now, can I tell you something? When you look in the book of Revelation, what do you see? See, we're talking about connecting with God. You see God's glory lighting.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is VIPMinistries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I, in other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.